For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, USA Today brought focus to bear on the subject of marijuana.
Paul Armentano, I'm a senior policy analyst for NORML and the NORML Foundation in Washington, D.C.
Today, there was an editorial and a rejoinder from our drug czar, John Walters, about the subject of marijuana. You want to capture the thoughts brought forward?
Clearly, the drug czar's office is feeling pressure of late and feeling the need to respond to the fact that annually the number of drug arrests, mostly arrests for the simple possession of marijuana, have literally skyrocketed over the last decade, doubling from about 350,000 per year in the early 90s to well over 700,000 arrests per year today. Walters in USA Today felt the need to respond to these rising arrests and, in fact, tried to play down the fact that so many Americans are being arrested on a yearly basis for marijuana possession by claiming that, well, in fact, the arrest is no big deal because many of those people don't go to jail. They're often sent to drug courts, and then they're given the choice between going to jail or going to mandatory treatment for their use of marijuana. Not surprisingly, most of those individuals choose treatment, which has allowed the drug czar to then conveniently try to claim that marijuana is more dangerous today because there's a record of individuals now in treatment for marijuana, which in fact is simply a result of the rising arrests that have been overseen by the likes of the drug czar and the ONDCP.
It's a conundrum. It revolves in a circle, doesn't it?
Sure, it's clearly a vicious circle. Interestingly, too, Walters has tried to deny that there has been any shift in the prioritization of law enforcement over the last decade, when, in fact, the numbers that the Sentencing Project presented and that other groups have demonstrated show that, in fact, arrests for virtually all other drugs, particularly cocaine and heroin, have gone down dramatically over the last decade, at the same time that simple arrests for marijuana possession have gone up dramatically.
If they want to learn more about this, where might they go on the web?
We would encourage them to go to NORML's website at www.norml.org, and certainly we would encourage people to sign up for our free e-zine so that they can receive our news releases.
Sign up. It's free. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.